This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وأطهار المرسلين، شفيع المذنبين وحبيب رب العالمين، محمد صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن محمدًا صلى الله عليه وسلم عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the most merciful, all praises due to Allah. We bear witness that no one is worthy of worship but Allah, and we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is indeed his final messenger. The best of speech is the book of Allah. The best of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who listen to the best of speech, the book of Allah, and follow its commandments. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who come to know the best of ways, the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and make us amongst his followers. Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen. Wa marra ukhra kullu aamin wa antum bi khayr, wa taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum salih al-a'mal, wa ja'alana Allahu wa iyyakum min al-maqbulina ya rabb al-alamin. And once again, wishing each and every one of you a Eid Mubarak, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept and make us amongst those who have been accepted during this month of Ramadan ya rabb al-alamin. رمضان كان فرصة إنه الإنسان يتأمل في كتاب ربه، والحق يقال أننا نقرأ في رمضان من القرآن ما لا نقرأ فيما سواه. رمضان was an opportunity to reflect upon the Quran, and it is a truth that cannot be ignored, that the tendency is that we recite more Quran during Ramadan than any other time. حلو إنه الإنسان لم يتعامل مع كتاب رب العالمين يتدبره ويتعقله ويتفكر فيه. And it's nice that when we reflect, when we read the book of Allah, that we are reflecting and pondering and thinking about what it is that we are reading. خلنا لحظة، إحنا كل خطبة نبدأ نقول وإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله. Every time any خطيب that comes here, every single sermon is begins by saying, and indeed the best of speech is the book of Allah. قولا واحدا, the best of speech is the book of Allah. So when we read the Quran, we have to read it as the best of speech, the most truthful of speech, the most accurate of speech, and the speech that guides to the best of ways. من هذا قال ربنا جل وعلا ولا تؤتوا السفهاء أموالكم التي جعل الله لكم قياما وارزقوهم فيها واكسوهم وقولوا لهم قولا معروفا. In one of these verses we see in Surah An-Nisa, verse number 5, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and do not entrust your wealth to those who are feeble-minded, but rather provide for them, clothe them, and speak to them with splendid words. يقول لك سبحان الله قبل نزول هذه الآيات كان التعامل مع المرضى النفسيين غير. Prior to the revelation of these verses, the way that people dealt with individuals who were mentally not doing well was an absolute disaster. It was said that prior to this verse, in many cases, that people who were mentally ill, they were mentally ill because they were the recipients either of the work of the devil or that God was upset with them. قالوا يا هود ما جئتنا ببينة وما نحن بتاركي آلهتنا عن قولك وما نحن لك بمؤمنين إن نقول إلا اعتراك بعض آلهتنا بسوء. The Quran documents such beliefs that when Hud alayhi salam came to his people inviting them to worship none but Allah, his people responding by saying that you have brought us no evidence. In fact, we only think that the only thing that we are able to think about you is that our gods must have done something to you. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان دائما وقالوا يا أيها الذي نزل عليه الذكر إنك لمجنون. Oh, the recipient of dhikr, the recipient of this Quran, we only think that you are a madman. You have gone insane. And do you know that, subhanAllah, Hitler, prior to him committing the Holocaust against the Jews, you know, the Jews were not the first people that Hitler targeted. It was the people who were mentally ill, people who were physically deformed. These were the first targets of the genocide that Hitler has committed. بعبارة أخرى قبل الدين كان في وصمة عار لكل مرض نفسي أو ظاهرة نفسية. Prior to this, there was a stigma that was taking place, that's a social stigma for any expression of any kind of mental illness. So the Quran comes. And immediately, what does the Quran say? The Quran points out the obvious. لا تؤتوا السفهاء أموالكم. People, especially with certain kind of mental illnesses, they may not be entrusted with financial transactions. Possible. Great. And then the Quran says, however, next, what the Quran does is the establishment of neuroethics when it comes to mental dealing. Why are we talking about this? Because this is April, and April is Autism Awareness Month. هذا الشهر شهر الرابع من السنة شهر إبريل هو شهر التعريف بمرض التوحد. When think about this, it is estimated at this point that one out of every 44 children in the U.S. they are with autism. واحد من بين كل 44 طفل يولدوا يكون مصاب بطيف من أطياف التوحد. That is serious. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of our children, ya Rabbal Alameen. But what we want to do is that we want to become better aware. And this is precisely what the Quran does. The Quran wants the readers of the Quran, make sure that you know. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا تؤتوا السفهاء أموالكم. People who are feeble-minded said they ought not to be interested in carrying out financial transactions. Do not burden them with that. And do not burden your own selves, knowing that you cannot fully trust them. Do not burden them with that. Do not burden yourselves with that. So what do you do? وَرْزُقُوهُمْ فِيهَا. Provide for them. اُكْسُوهُمْ. Clothe them. Meaning the Quran says that make sure that you meet their physical needs. You must meet their physical needs. طب ليش القرآن يقول كده؟ ارزقوهم واكسوهم وقولوا لهم قولا معروفا. كان في السابق الإنسان اللي عنده أي نوع من أنواع المرض النفسي يقول إنه هذا الإنسان فهمه للحقيقة غير يطرد من المكان. Because it used to be that people who have displayed any form of psychosis, they would literally be driven out of the land. People did not want them to be around because they believed that what is going on is a punishment that this person is receiving from God. Not only that, but they say that the very first surgery that human beings have known is a process called trephination, where they would literally make a hole in the skull of the individual to make way for the evil spirits to leave that person. And if the evil spirits do not leave that person, then that person is a hopeless case and they must be ostracized. They must be cut off. يجي ربك يقول لك لا هو قد يكون مريض وقد يكون مريض مرض نفسي وقد يكون ارتباطه بالواقع غير حقيقي بس ربك يقول لك ايش ارزقوهم اكسوهم قولوا لهم قولا معروفا لأن القرآن comes in and says that may be the case with some people but as a community you are responsible don't drive them out so what do? ارزقوهم provide for them اكسوهم clothe them وقولوا لهم قولا معروفا. And then it gets so beautiful where the Quran says, and when you speak to them with splendid words. ما أي كلام سيبك منه مجنون ما هو أصلا مش فاهم خليك منه انسى. You know, the idea is not to disregard them. Ah, crazy, they don't even know what I'm talking about. No, the Quran says, and when you speak to them with splendid words. Autism, first cited back in 1936. Autism, the idea of auto, people wanting to be by themselves. Three different characteristics or qualities or traits. Remember, autism is a neurodevelopmental disorder. Why do we say this, neurodevelopmental disorder? Because when you say it's neurodevelopmental, it has nothing to do with what mom did, has nothing to do with what dad did. Why is this important? You see, the tendency is الأخت يجيها ولد أو يجيها بنت في مشكلة. أول ما تفكر فيه إيش أنا أكلت غلط؟ إيش سويت غلط؟ وين الغلطة اللي أنا سويتها؟ Mothers have a tendency to feel guilty. Oh, what did I do? What did I do? What did I eat? What did I not do? What just happened? How is this possibly be my fault? And that is why when the Quran says وَقُولُوا لَهُمْ قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا, speak to them with the splendid words, it can be either directly to the people who are having this situation or the surrounding. Pay attention to your words. شوف الوصمة, وصمة العار هذه المتعلقة بالصحة النفسية أو المرض النفسي لها جانبان, جانب شخصي وجانب اجتماعي. When you speak about this notion of stigma, there is a stigma that impacts the individual, and then there is a social stigma that may impact them, or it may impact their parents and their families. A sister tells a story. She said, I came to the masjid with my daughter who had Down syndrome. أخجت على المسجد معها بنتها منغولية. And you know that with Down syndrome, sometimes people have physical features, facial features that, you know, the child is with Down syndrome. شافتني واحدة من المسجد بتقول لي, آه بنتك منغولية, أكيد اتزوجت ابن عمك. Said the woman saw me with my child and she immediately said, oh, are you married to your cousin? See, what this assumes, that this is really your fault and we just want to see how big of a fault is it of yours? إخواني ما ربك قال وقولوا لهم قولا معروفا. And when you speak to them with splendid words. Speak to the parents with splendid words. Speak to the children with splendid words. Speak to the people who are going through this with splendid words. توحد. الرغبة في أنك أنت تكون لحالك، ما في أي مقدرة أو مقدرة جدا ضعيفة على التواصل الاجتماعي. Auto meaning the desire to be by yourself. What we see here as part of the characteristics of these people with autism is that they have very restricted, very rigid, and very limited social skills. They don't know how to communicate with people. So not they don't want to. It was just something that was never developed. That may be the case. So when you see people, and the kid is always by themselves, the kid is always playing here and there, the kid is never part of a group, you don't just, you know, pretend, oh, this kid is weird. No, okay, the kid is not weird. You are uninformed, misinformed, or you are ill-informed. Don't just go around passing judgments and throwing words here and there. Don't do that. قولوا لهم قولا معروفا. Speak with splendid words. Sometimes these kids developmentally, remember that autism is a spectrum. التوحد يا اخواني عبارة عن اطياف. يعني ما كل اثنين زي بعض. When we say that it's a spectrum, it means that no two are alike. Some are high functioning, some are low functioning, some have a severe case, some have a mild case, and so on. Some may have difficulty with communication. Some may even be non-verbal. بعض من هؤلاء أصلاً عنده مقدرة على الكلام، مو ما عنده مقدرة على التواصل، هو أصلاً لا يستطيع الكلام. I remember one time, and I think I've told this story before, a brother come to me, and he said, Sheikh, and he was so excited, he said, Sheikh, you won't believe what happened today. He said, today, my son spoke to me. And he said a complete sentence. He said, what did your son say? His son was 5 years old. He said, for the first time, he spoke a complete sentence. What did he say? He said, my son looked at me and he said, good job. What do you mean? She said, my son always spoke in single words. Today is the first time that my son spoke two words that actually made sense. And he said, good job. And he said, it was like music to my ears. Leave the khutbah. Brother comes to me after the khutbah and he said, Sheikh, my son is 16 years old. I'm still waiting for the music. What do you mean? He said, I don't know what my son sounds like. My child has never uttered a word before. I don't know what my son sounds like. Now imagine you go to this father, imagine you go to this mother, and somehow you're trying to blame them. ربك يقول لك وقولوا لهم قولا معروفا. Allah says, when you speak, speak with splendid words. Sometimes these kids, one of their qualities and traits is that there is a repetitive behavior. They may like to say a word more than once, flapping their hands. Sometimes they may even be hitting themselves. I remember there was a case, and this kid would hit himself so hard that he would actually cause concussion of how hard he hit himself. So the parents would put boxing gloves to lessen the impact. Didn't work. They would put a helmet around his head to protect him from himself. Didn't work. They would have to restrain him and chain his hands so that he does not hit himself. But then somebody wants to come and ask the parent, oh, what did you do for Allah to punish you this way? إخواني, والله سبحان الله هذا الكتاب كتاب جميل لمن أحسن العمل به. The Quran is a beautiful book when we apply it. So the Quran is telling us that we are not alike. And the Quran سبحان الله is so beautiful in making sure that we destroy this stigma. You know when there is a stigma? وين مشكلة الوصمة, وصمة العار, سواء كانت وصمة شخصية أو وصمة اجتماعية تؤدي إلى حاجتين. شخصيا الإنسان لا يرغب في العلاج. On a personal level, when we have this stigma, people do not seek help. لأنه هو عرف نفسه بمرضه, because they have attributed their own value to the sickness that they have. والوصمة الاجتماعية عزوف كامل. And on the other hand, when you have this social stigma, is that people just socially withdraw. They don't want to be around people, especially if they perceive people not to understand or that they have had a bad experience. Sister once comes to the masjid. Her son had developmental delays. ابنها كان معاق ذهنيا. كبير في حجمه لكنه صغير في عقله. Now this child, he was big, physically he was big, but developmentally speaking, he had the cognitive abilities of a three-year-old. Sister brought her son to the masjid. And he's a three-year-old child. He's a big child, but he's 3 years old. She took him with her, and you know, to the sister's area because he is 3 years old. The sisters refused the presence of that kid with them. There is no way we are praying in the presence of this man. He is 3 years old. Look at him. Look at the way he talks. Look at the way that he behaves. The sisters refused and she said, that was the last time I ever came to the masjid. إذا كان هذا هو التدين مش عايزين. If this is what it means, what it means to be religious, man, we want nothing to do with this type of religiosity. A religiosity that is so cruel. إخواني لا يمكن لا يجتمع إيمان وقساوة. You can never be claimed to be religious, a mu'min, and simultaneously be cruel. نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال جاءت امرأة في المدينة كان بها خفة في عقلها. شوف الكلام الحديث اللي يروي الحديث يقول جاءت امرأة كان بها خفة في عقلها. He said in Medina during the time of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم came a woman to the Prophet of Allah and said that the people knew her. She said she was feeble-minded. She was not there. Grabbed the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. أمسكت به وقالت يا رسول الله عندي عندك حاجة. Said Prophet of Allah, I want you to do me a favor. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في أي سكك المدينة شئتي قابلتك. He said all these roads of Medina, you just tell me where and I will be there. إيش قال عنها؟ مجنونة سيبك منها خفيفة. قال he said anywhere you want to meet with me. قال فقابلها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تحدثه ويؤمئ برأسه تحدثه ويؤمئ برأسه حتى قضى لها حاجتها. He said the Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, the woman came to him and she spoke to him and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is nodding until she was done. She spoke whatever it is that she wanted to speak with to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. يتأمل في أواخر سورة النور في آية تحس أنه ليس على الأعمى حرج ولا على الأعرج حرج ولا على المريض حرج ولا عن أنفسكم حرج أن تأكلوا من بيوتكم. There is no blame on the blind. There is no blame on the lame. There is no blame on those who are sick. There is no blame on you that you eat of your own houses. وين الإعجاز؟ أكل من بيتي؟ يقول لي ما في حرج إنك تأكل من بيتك؟ طبعا أكل من بيتي. بس إيش هذا التسلسل اللي يقول لك ليس على الأعمى حرج ولا على الأعرج حرج ولا على المريض حرج؟ ولاحظ جمال القرآن في ترديد كلمة حرج. So the Quran says that there is no blame on the blind. There is no blame on the lame. There is no blame on those who are sick. There is no blame on you that you eat of your own houses, بيوتكم, بيوت آبائكم, أمهاتكم, إخوانكم, أخواتكم. And then the Quran goes on to list different types of relationships. So, طبعا لإيش يا رب يعني تقول لي ما في حرج إني أكل من بيتي؟ طبعا ما في حرج أكل من بيتي ولا بيت أبوك. طب معاي إني حاكل من بيت أبويا كمان. There is no blame on you that you eat of your house and or your father's or your mother's or your brother or your sister or your paternal, maternal aunt, uncle. And then you say, oh, of course there is none. قالوا هذه الآية فيها حذف تقديره يا أيها المؤمنون كلكم إخوة. He said that there is omission in this verse, implied in the verse, and that is all believers, you are all the brethren of one another. Because they say, كانت العرب في الجاهلية تتقزز من أن تأكل مع هؤلاء. They said that pre-Islamic era, the people would not want to eat in the same banquet with somebody who was blind, somebody who was lame, somebody who was sick. They just did not want to be with them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no. We don't do that. Believers don't do that. So now what's happening? Addressing this idea of social stigma. When we stigmatize people like this, what we are telling them is to suffer in silence. وكل ما أكدنا على جزئية الوصمة خاصة الوصمة الاجتماعية وكأننا نقول للناس عانوا بصمت عانوا بصمت. Sometimes you ask brothers and sisters, community members, you know, say that many times, يا شيخ, I feel more comfortable taking my child to the public park than I do bringing my child to the masjid. طب ليش؟ ليش؟ Why would he or she feel more comfortable taking their child to the public park but not bring them to the masjid? Why do you do this, sister? Looked at me and she said, Sheikh, because people in the public park are more understanding than the people in the masjid. Well, that is sad. That is really sad. And by the way, all it takes is one individual. That's all it takes. One individual, they can ruin it for everybody else. All it takes is one individual. You don't want to be that individual. I don't want to be that individual. My sister does not want to be that individual. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yastakhlif ala al-madina kullaha, ala al-madina kullaha wahid a'ma. Look into how brilliant was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would go out for an expedition, he would leave somebody in charge. Whom does he leave in charge? Abdullah ibn Maktum, a blind man. He was in charge of Medina in the absence of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And that is brilliant. That is brilliant. That is what we call accommodating. It's not out of pity. The man was capable. And that is what we want to see in our communities. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us in understanding. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us gentler souls and nicer spirits, ya Rabbil Alameen. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى الصلاة والسلام على رسوله المصطفى وعلى من بأثار اقتفى. You know, one of these conversations, you know, when you have a conversation with a parent who has a child with a special needs, you know, and just listen to the challenges that they go through. Brother says, Sheikh, as a family, we've never come to the masjid before. As a family, we have never all attended the same event before. Because I have a special needs child, and constantly it's either myself or my wife that have to be with the child. So as a family, we have not done anything collectively before. But Sheikh, that doesn't bother me. Can I tell you what scares me most? This is now the mom or the dad talking, saying, I am not afraid of death. But you know what scares me most? What really scares me is, what is going to happen to my child after I die? I do not know what will happen to my child after I die. I love my child. I will take care of my child. I am just afraid of dying, leaving my child like this. And then somebody comes and wants to know, why is Allah punishing you this way? أخواني أنا أكره هذا النوع من التدين. كل تدين فيه قساوة والله أتقرب إلى الله ببغضه. لا يمكن يكون في تدين قاسي. لا يمكن. يس والله يستحيل. I despise religiosity that is cruel. Oh, wallahi, I despise it. Because that is just not possible. Religiosity, especially in our deen, it's supposed to make you softer, accommodating, nicer, gentler, more pleasant. Not like this. And then finally, this is not all doom and gloom. Some of these kids who are with autism are absolutely brilliant. They have abilities, subhanallah, that are very, very admirable. And these parents will tell you, a part of it is a struggle, but man, seeing my child smile, just man, just makes all the difference for me. We're not saying that, you know, to pity these people. We just want to come from a place where we are informed and that we come from a place of understanding. And I want to know all of our brothers and sisters, all the moms and the dads who are present here with us today. If you have a child with special needs, wallahi, please believe me. Wallahi, this place is absolutely open to you and open to your family. Remember one time a brother came to me and he said, I would love to bring my child, but my child has ADHD and sometimes the salah takes too long. I said, on the day that you bring him, let me know. We will only recite Surah Al-Fatiha. We will only recite Surah Al-Fatiha and we will make our salah very quick. What for? To accommodate your child. Because we want your child to come to the masjid. So if the masjid, if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is willing to expedite the salah because a child is crying, man, that means that people are welcome. People are welcome. And that's what we want to be, that this place is an open place to all those who are around. We do have a beautiful initiative that is coming up, a support group for all the brothers and sisters who have children with special needs. Inshallah, in one of our Healthy Friday Night programs, inshallah, we will tell you more about this program. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم فرج هم المهمومين ونفس كرب المكروبين اللهم ارحم موتانا واشف مرضانا وفك أسرانا وعاف مبتلانا واختم الباقيات الصالحات آجالنا ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا استقيموا اعتدلوا الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيها الإنسان ما غرك بربك الكريم الذي خلقك فسواك فعدلك في أي صورة ما شاء ركبك كلا بل تكذبون بالدين وإن عليكم لحافظين كراما كاتبين يعلمون ما تفعلون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إن الأبرار لفي نعيم وإن الفجار لفي جحيم يصلونها يوم الدين وما هم عنها بغائبين وما أدراك ما يوم الدين ثم ما أدراك ما يوم الدين يوم لا تملك نفس لنفس شيئا والأمر يومئذ لله الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله اللهم أنت السلام أنت السلام لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
عليكم السلام.
الحمد لله رب العالمين. It was wonderful to see all of you and more than this in for the Eid prayers and Eid festival. الحمد لله رب العالمين. It was a wonderful day. We had large crowds both in Eid prayers and Eid festival. الحمد لله. Maybe more than 4,000 Muslims in Eid festival. الحمد لله رب العالمين. It was wonderful. MIC did its best. It's days like that where our youth generates a memorable, unforgettable experience. Rock climbing. Face painting, mashallah, in a beautiful, healthy environment and with relationships. So we want to let you know the MIC is open for you and your family. This is a house of Allah and every single one of you is welcome. So if you please help us spread that message and welcome those with special needs, those without special needs, those struggling to practice the faith, those new to the faith, this is open to every single one of them. So please, we want to make this community a welcoming community and living the true example of the faith. So please utilize your center. We're going to try to open it as much as we can, indoors and outdoors. The summer is coming up. Bring the children and please, please utilize and make sure children and your family is connected to the masjid. This is, we want this to be fully utilized. So jazakum allahu khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum. So Sabr, which is our special needs parent support group, is hosting an autism walk this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's going to be at W.C. Johnson Park in Carrierville. You can check the website for more info. It was out in our newsletter and on the WhatsApp notifications. So again, this Sunday, autism walk by Sabr, inshallah, at 10 a.m. at W.C. Johnson Park. And inshallah, as far as like our regular programs and summer programs, inshallah, in the next few days, inshallah, we'll update the community as far as what we have in store for the rest of the summer. Jazakallah khair.